Good morning, church. It's good to be with you. I have loved the pictures. Those are fantastic. I don't know where you guys come up with them, but just a blessing, the talents around this church. I've got to say how thankful I am for the gift of this church. Thursday night for me was easy because I got to tell the Board of Ordained Ministry all about you and the great things that are going on in this church. And so that was really easy for me. I just got to sit back and let the church be the church. And it was a good thing. I really am blessed to have you. I like to show you off. So to have the board come and be able to experience what I've experienced, the blessing of this church, was a blessing for me as well. You may not know this about me, I can be a little cocky. You didn't know that, did you? I can be a little arrogant sometimes. And God has humbled me in a lot of ways. There's a reason I think that I'm doing this at age 39 than at age 24, 25, because I would have just come into a church and run roughshod over everybody and said, it's all about me, it's all about the way I want to do things, all of you get behind me and watch out. And God's humbled me in a lot of ways. I pray that I'm not that kind of person anymore, that I just I know what's best for everybody, and you're going to do what I say. And I've come to trust that the Holy Spirit's actively at work in a lot of people around this church. And there's a lot of good things happening, not because I'm here, but because the Holy Spirit's here. That's what it's all about. Anytime that we want to make it about us, let's do away with that. Let's focus on who Jesus is. Let's focus on who our God is. Uh-oh. Is he in trouble? You didn't take his hat away, did you? Let's go to the scriptures. The book of Genesis has become very familiar with you. That's by design. I want you to have these words deep in your hearts as you go out into the world and face a world that says there is no God, that God is actually quite alive and real and in charge of all this and has given it all to us. Come with me into Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water from the water. So God made the vault that separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with the seed in it, according to the various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with the seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve as signs to mark the sacred times, and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light to the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. God made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light to the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. God said, let the water teem with living creatures. Let the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great sea, the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems, that moves about according to its kinds. Messed that up, oh well. And every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas. And let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild creatures, and all the creatures and all the wild animals that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Jesus is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Pray with me, friends. God, there's nothing more that I'd like to do with this time than to make it all about me. To prove how smart I am, to prove how much I know about you and your scriptures, to make this entire moment to be about me. And God, if I do that, it'll prove nothing. Because this time is all about you. This is your moment. Allow me to decrease so that you might increase, and every word be spoken be about you. So may the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We have a special relationship with the creation and with the Creator. We are placed in this special, unique relationship with all that God has made. But it's important for us to remember our place. Because it's so easy, isn't it, to make this whole thing about us, to make it about yourself, to look at yourself in the mirror and go, boy, you got it all together in there, don't you? People like you, you've got this great personality, you know, you look great. It's easy to look at that person in the mirror and think that, you know, wow, God could have just stopped right there with me and all the rest, you know, whatever. Or maybe you're the opposite way. Maybe you look in the mirror and you think, what was God thinking when he made you? What in the world was God up to when he decided that this was who I was going to be? I don't have the eloquence that some people have. I mumble over my words. I just don't look as good as that other person does. What was God thinking when he made me? What a blessing Genesis chapter 1 is to people in all sorts of situations, whether you think you are the top dog or whether you think you are the second banana, that God has given us a balance, that it's not all about us, that we, just like the animals, just like the plants, just like the earth itself, are creatures. We are creations. We are made up of the molecules, the dust of the earth. When you think of a couple of weeks, Ash Wednesday, if you go to an Ash Wednesday service, and there'll be one for the community of Wimber at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church for the whole community, and when the ashes are placed on your forehead, the words that are spoken, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. It's a humbling moment. It's meant to be a humbling moment. It's meant to show you that this life is not all about you. That you, like all the other people in the earth, like all the other creations, the creatures, the plants, the animals, you're temporary. You're here for a season. And when that season ends, the molecules that make up you are returned to the earth, which gave them to you. Humbling, isn't it? And yet, that's not all to the story. We're not meant to go around moping all day saying, oh, I'm just dust, like Eeyore. Oh boy, another day I get to... No, we are also in a very special, unique position in God's creation. What powerful verses make up the last part of this chapter of Genesis, the sixth day. What does God give to us? His very own image. In the image of God, he created them. Very important. Male and female, he created them. See, the image of God does not rest in maleness or femaleness. The image of God rests upon humanity. It's not our place to rule one over the other. God made us all in his image. It's easy for us to think that, oh, my side's superior to your side. In politics, in our genders, in our cultures, we make it all about how important we are. But it's God's image that gives us that importance. It's God's image placed upon us that gives us that special relationship. No other creature can worship God the way that we can. No other creature can bring the very Spirit of God into their heart, into their life, into their being. Much as you love your dog, and I love my dog, and I love the plants around the earth, I love animals, as much as we love them, we're different from them. We have a special relationship with God that other creatures just don't have. And what a blessing, because then God says, now, you humans, you do for the creatures that I've made what I'm doing for you. You take care of them. You watch over them. Watch over the animals that are in your life. Watch over the plants. Watch over the earth. I'm giving it to you to be stewards. What a special relationship that is that God gives to us with the rest of creation. Your dog doesn't care if there's a fire or a flood somewhere. But we care not only about our own lives, but we care about the lives of people around us. We care about when somebody else's dog dies. We feel sorry inside for them. We do. Because we know the special relationship that exists between the person and that animal. God gives us that compassion that no other creature has. Let's face it. There are cats in the world. And cats don't care about what happens around them. They just care about being taken care of. The moment you stop taking care of your cat, what's going to happen? Your cat's going to go find someone else who'll take care of them. The dogs are the same way. Only we have that kind of relationship that we can love as only human beings can love. It's the image of God in us for the world around us. The care that we can take is care that no other creature on earth can have. In fact, we are the creatures that can begin to do the work that God does all through the first chapter of Genesis. We can play in the creation just as God can play in the creation. God takes pleasure in making things. We humans take pleasure in making things. We take pleasure in building things. We take pleasure in caring for others. We take pleasure in making music. We take pleasure in finding words to express the joy in our hearts. It's the image of God in us that we can share with God and we can share with each other. And that's really what it's all about. That's what Genesis chapter 1 is all about. Genesis chapter 1 gives us a picture of God, and it also gives us a picture of humanity. The special relationship that is formed is given to us by God. And we can use that relationship, we can use our relationship with the creation however we want. We can destroy it all if we wanted to. We have the capacity within ourselves to wreak havoc on the earth. Or we have the capacity to produce amazingly good things. All throughout the creation story, we've been hearing God making something and saying, "That's good." And making something else and looking at it and saying, "That's good." And there's one moment in Genesis where God looks at it and says, "That's very good." And it's the moment when God says, "Let us make man in our image. And male and female, he creates them." That's when God says, "It's very good." Because now God has within this world someone that he can relate to more deeply than the rest of creation. Someone, in fact, that he loves so much that he's willing to come and become one of us and dwell with us for a period of time. In fact, so willing to dwell with us that Jesus takes not only God with us, but he brings humanity to God. That when Jesus rises from the earth at the ascension, he takes his humanity with him. It's a special relationship that God has with us. That we never want to get too high about ourselves because we are dust. But at the same time, we never want to think that God doesn't have a purpose and a plan for me. Because the image of God rests upon us, each one. I wonder, how do we display that to the world around us? How do we display the image of God to the people in our lives? And more importantly than that, I think, how do we see the image of God in other people around us? Because it's really easy to hate someone until you begin to realize that God loves them just as much as God loves me. And it becomes hard to hate. It becomes hard to hate when you realize how good and loving God is to them. And God expects the same from us. So my challenge this week is to see the image of God in someone who you may not have seen the image of God in before. See the image of God in someone, in fact, who you might want to hate because you have a special relationship with God. And so do they. Do they know? If they don't, who's going to tell them? God loves you, and so do I. Amen.